AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden takes executive action to protect access to abortion. AP Sagar Meghani reports Biden also denounced the Supreme Court for overturning Roe v. Wade.
Democrats have pushed the president to more forcefully respond to the high court ruling, and he blistered the conservative justices whom he says conducted a naked power grab.
Terrible, extreme, and I think so totally wrong-headed decision.
He signed an executive order aimed at heading off potential penalties that women seeking abortion may face, but he notes nothing he can do will restore abortion in places where they're now illegal or sharply limited. The only solution?
Vote, 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 vote.
The president says the fastest way to restore Roe v. Wade's abortion protections is to pass a national law, and Congress needs more Democrats to do that. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Louisiana's so-called trigger law is in effect after a state judge decided not to extend a temporary restraining order put in place by another judge. Clinics in Baton Rouge and New Orleans have canceled appointments. Protesters in New Orleans.
What do we want?
Abortion rights!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Abortion rights!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Abortion rights!
When do we want it?
Now!
The Labor Department says 372,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden.
Our private sector has now recovered all of the jobs lost during the pandemic and added jobs on top of that. We have more Americans working today in the private sector than any day under my predecessor. More today than any time in American history.
The increases were across the board, from 78,000 new jobs in healthcare to 36,000 added to transportation and warehousing, while 67,000 more jobs were filled in restaurants, hotels, and entertainment. This is AP News. A Texas mayor says the latest study of a school massacre in his town is wrong.
Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin has challenged a new report that alleges missed chances to quickly end the massacre at Robb Elementary, one of the deadliest classroom shootings in U.S. history. McLaughlin said no Uvalde police officers saw the gunman outside the school before he went inside and that none of the officers had an opportunity to fire on the shooter. Those comments contradict the findings released this week by tactical response experts at Texas State University. McLaughlin has previously accused state police officials of publicly giving an incomplete and one-sided account of an ongoing investigation. He says dozens of state troopers were also at the school at the time of the breach. I'm Norman Hall.
Twitter's board says it will fight Elon Musk's effort to pull the plug on his $44 billion purchase of the online messaging site. Twitter could have pushed for a $1 billion breakup fee that Musk agreed to pay under these circumstances. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.